You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
You know, let's talk about the time is now. So many people have said over the years, actually, that the time is now, the time is coming, actually, mainly, I've been hearing, and or the time is soon for these kinds of conversations, or the world is going to change and all of that stuff. And boy, the more and more I have conversations with the kind of people in my circle and the kind of conversations I'm having, it sure does seem like the time is now. And I'm looking forward to this conversation with our guest today, who is Jeff Hayes. And I love this. He's a serial entrepreneur and a filmmaker with a long, colorful history of visionary projects. Along with all of the companies that he's helped fund, and from venture capital and crowdfunding and companies that he's funded himself, he's been producing films, actually, for over 20 years now, and is best known for his controversial documentary, Fahrenheit 9/11, which was the response to Michael Moore's film, Fahrenheit 9/11. And, I mean, the list of films goes on. And then Jeff produced On Native Soil, working as both producer and executive producer on Native Soil. He received rave reviews from both critics and viewers, culminating in Jeff being shortlisted for an Academy Award nomination in 2005. And following his passion for sharing truth and exposing the controversy that all too often surrounds it, Jeff produced Doctored, which is the subject of our conversation today. Doctored followed a deep and troubling investigation, and it reveals the unseen tactics of the medical establishment and exposes deception and criminality at the highest level of the American Medical Association, the AMA, and finally shares the stories of victims left in its wake. It's already sold over 200,000 DVD copies, and it's being released this week on YECRA for downstreaming. We will be back with our guest live, Jeff Hayes, right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to six times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
So at the beginning of the show, I said the time is now, obviously, because the kind of conversations I was having before, there's a quickening. And though they're happening more and more and with more and more people, they have been happening for quite a while. And frankly, actually, I didn't quite know what to do with them at the time when they first started happening. Probably I've been having them all my life. But it's interesting that just today I was reflecting on one particular conversation that I'd have mentioned on radio before. And that was when I was at a party at a very beautiful home at the top of a hill in a very gated community, an exclusive community in Orange County, actually. And it was just a party of some of the homeowners in that community. And I remember a particular man coming to speak to me. And I remember mentioning this on radio soon after it happened, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. But I remember the man just taking interest in what I did, and I thought I would be the last person this very conservative group of people would be interested in. In fact, however, I was one of the first people, and I thought maybe because it's Hollywood or maybe because it's I don't know. But this particular person just wouldn't leave me alone, and when I told him the subject matters that I deal with as a life coach and on the radio, I thought for sure he would just walk away in a huff. And instead, he got quiet and he looked into my eyes and then he lowered his eyes and said something to the effect of, "I know what I'm doing is hurting a lot of people." And what was he doing? He was the president of a pharmaceutical company. And I asked him, at the time, ignorant of really what to do with that kind of information. And he said, I said, then why are you doing it? And he said, look around you. Look at my wife. Look how she dresses. Look where I live. Look how we all live. Look what we talk about. He said, how do I keep this if I don't have this kind of a job? But what I'd really like to do is use my expertise to help the world. And at that moment, I didn't know how to help him help the world. And I'm so grateful for having Jeff on our show today, because I feel like now 4 or 5 years later, I haven't thought about this since, but 4 or 5 years later, I could point to something like, look at Jeff's movie, right? Look at this over here, and look at some of the people over here, and listen to the kind of conversation that I am having now, 5 years later, however long, and at the level that we're having in it, and like I said, the quickening that's happening, and let's figure this out together. If I don't have the answers, maybe one of our guests does. And tonight, our guest certainly has the answers to a lot of things. As I mentioned earlier, he's been very successful bringing funds and making successful companies, and also very successful films, including this very one, which we're talking about today. Our guest is Jeff Hayes, and the film is Doctor. Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you on the show with us.
It is great to be with you. Thank you.
I have to say right off the bat, I watched the film just before I was about to have dinner, and I lost my appetite. It was just that impactful, and I just put my food away, and I thought, you know, I've got a lot to think about. So thank you for making me think. I'm hoping a lot of people are thinking more.
It actually had that effect on me. It's a very dense film, And it, you know, just as being one of my own critics, it's a little too dense. there's so much that we left out. I've watched, you know, I've seen the movie hundreds of times, plus in the edit room, I mean, literally, I've seen this more than any human should ever see one film. And I had a house guest this weekend, and so I showed them the film. They wanted to see it, and so I sat through it again. And I really was impressed. We covered too much in the film, but I know that we really just it's the tip of the iceberg. There's so much happening. There's so much good that's happening. And that's what I like about your opening. This is the important part, starting the conversations.
And the honesty at which people are really coming forth, like actually in your film, how you had people who said they made money off of the industry, and now they're having to deal with the remorse.
Her exact quote is she now she has a lot of karma.
Right, karma.
And it's you know what's interesting, her. Her niece, where her awakening, and this is a gal that in the film, she was a pharmaceutical sales rep, and she made her living and was very, very successful by talking to doctors. As she says, she knew a doctor's prescribing habits better than the doctors themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And her niece, who she loved dearly, killed herself. What we don't show in the film, what we don't say in the film, this teenage girl killed herself by setting herself on fire, dousing herself with gasoline and setting herself on fire. And this was after starting a SSRI, and this was before that the FDA decided to put a black box warning of increasing the risk of suicides in teenagers by starting them on these drugs. The amazing thing is we have that black box warning on these drugs now, and it warns of the effects for teenagers, but the reality is the exact same numbers hold true for every age group in terms of suicides on those drugs.
You know, in light of something as dramatic as that, somebody saying on the one hand at a party saying, well, look at my lifestyle. How can I, you know, let go of this? It's unreal. At the same time, I understand his dilemma, and, you know, he might've grown up with a certain father or mother that said you have to achieve otherwise. So he's got his issues and what have you. And this young lady who became this pharmaceutical rep, she might've come from the poor side of town and finally made it and finally maybe had a house with plumbing in it or something. So it's hard to say, you know, you shouldn't this, you shouldn't that. And what I like about the film is it presented a lot of different sides. It showed a lot of different pictures. I want you to say more about that, Jeff, when we come back, actually. Though you presented a lot of pictures, obviously the film had a bent and it was obvious, but it not only was obvious, it just seemed like it's the right thing. So I want to talk about what you present as the right thing when we come back here with our guests on Life Changes with Filippo, Jeff Hayes.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
And as your life is changing and will undoubtedly change after listening to this conversation, you will most likely want to go to doctoredthemovie.com to buy the movie currently, and by the end of the week be able to also stream the movie and watch it live at doctoredthemovie.com. Jeff, when we went to the break, I said that there is a bent to the movie, though you certainly present a lot of pictures, a couple different sides to it. Tell me how you came to this bent yourself, and what is it?
Right. So, I'm going to do a brief segue, just because I don't know if you actually heard the promo that was inserted, but the sponsor in this section was Tad James, NLP. Trained NLP coaching. Mm-hmm. And so just as a I used to want to make movies. I actually did a training with Tad James and Richard Bandler in 1989.
Wow.
24 years ago.
Wow.
And it was just amazing to sit here and listen to that promo 24 years later. As I'm 55 now, so I was 30 years old just deciding what I want to do with my life. I'm delighted to see to hear his promotion in the midst of this.
Well, I'm thank you for sharing that, and we're at Life Changes really good friends with a couple of the key teachers there. So and I've taken courses myself as another one of our producers. So we're right with you. We have similar stories, and here we are.
Isn't that amazing? So I was reading a book by Tim Ferriss called The 4-Hour Body a few years ago, and there was a section in there where he talked about all the money that he wasted in trying to get healthy. Out of that, there were six things that work. And I live in Utah, near the ski resorts in Utah, and so one of the six things that worked was a chiropractor in Kaysville, Utah, about 45 minutes from where I live. And so I'm reading this in this New York Times best-selling book. I'm like, well, good grief, I'm here. I'll go see this guy. The guy's name is Craig Buehler, and he called him Dr. Magic Two Fingers. So I went to see Craig Buehler, and the guy really was a healer, and amazing. He was the team chiropractor for the Utah Jazz for 26 years and was an amazing, I don't know anything better to call him than a healer. And so in going to see him for a few months, he asked me, he found out I was a documentary filmmaker and that I'd been shortlisted for an Academy Award for a previous film. And he's like, we ought to make a film about the Wilk case. And I'm like, what in the heck is the Wilk case? And he said that the AMA had hatched a plan in the early 60s to eliminate the chiropractic profession. And they surreptitiously, they had 13 employees whose full-time job was to denigrate and destroy chiropractic. They paid off Dear Abby. They paid Ann Landers to write articles.
Oh, wow.
They planted all of this stuff. And this went on. If you have ever called a chiropractor a quack, just know that that phrase was bought and paid for. This was, and they did it in a really duplicitous, insidious way. Well, finally, in 1974, five chiropractors sued the AMA. It took 13 years, but in an amazing David and Goliath story, they won. And in 1987, the AMA was found guilty of conspiring to contain and eliminate the chiropractic profession. And so nobody knows this happened. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, this is kind of an old story. It's not, it's dated. It's not really relevant. But what makes it relevant is it shows what happens to a lot of good healing, a lot of good therapies, if organized medicine, and by organized medicine, please understand, I'm not talking about our physicians. I'm talking about political medicine, the powers behind that are that have bought and are cheating. I'm a free enterprise nut. I believe in free market solutions. But in a free market, people pay for the cost of their product, and that includes cleaning up your mess. And so if you're creating products that actually don't heal people, that make them sicker, that's a part of your product cost. And we've got people that have bought their way into our system, that have infected academia, that have thwarted and cheated a free market, and have damaged the health of our country. And so this film, Doctored, was how the whole system has been doctored. And what you can do about it, that conservative care is not surgery and pills. It's to do everything else first before you resort to that.
Wow. This thought came to my mind. I've been a professional singer for years, and so many times in my career I've been asked to do this role or perform at that event or something like that. And I would just pick up on the fact that I'm not the right person for that job. And yeah, that's a lot of money and that would be nice, but I just know at the end of the day, you're not going to be happy because that audience won't appreciate the way I do what I do. Other audiences love me and they think, but that particular audience, because of this or that, you'd be better off with these people or that person. And, I've turned down so many things like that over the years, and that's just my desire. I'm thinking I'm making people happy. To think that some companies give people something that not only is not going to make them happy, but might actually kill them just so they can make money is hard for somebody like me to bridge that. How did you find people doing that?
It's amazing. So I'm in the midst of shooting a follow-up film now, and so we filmed three whistleblowers. In Doctored, we show the case where GlaxoSmithKline last year pled guilty to criminal misconduct, felony charges, criminal charges, and paid a $3 billion fine for lying about the drug, for lying about its effectiveness. In this case, we're talking about Wellbutrin, lying about its effectiveness, bribing doctors all over the world to pay for it, lying about the research, falsifying research. They paid a $3 billion fine. And so I leave in the morning to go to Seattle where we're filming the whistleblower on that case. We filmed a whistleblower a few months ago in Pennsylvania, in the woods of Pennsylvania, who was involved in the drug Risperdal, where these pharmaceutical companies with these antipsychotic medications paid off academics, paid off people, bribed state pharmacists, and got the rules changed where they inserted a protocol that got everybody to switch off of their drugs that were a nickel a piece to 25 cents a piece for these antipsychotic medications. In one day, everybody in a state institution in Texas and then in Pennsylvania switched to drugs that were $8 to $15 a pill because they supposedly had less side effects, which is great. We want that for people in those positions. Unfortunately, they didn't have less side effects. They had more side effects. One person gained 250 pounds. The average weight gain was 30 pounds from taking an antipsychotic. It was common for people to gain 80 pounds. Well, after we interviewed him, the federal version of this case was settled about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was on the drug Risperdal for $2.2 billion. And this is how much Johnson & Johnson settled for in and pled guilty to misdemeanor charges, got it down to a misdemeanor, $2.2 billion, which sounds like a hefty fine, but they made $33 billion on this drug. It's just the cost of doing business. So what we don't understand is when the system has been thwarted like this, Marcia Engel was the chief editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. She was asked if academic medicine was for sale, and she thought a minute and said, no, the current owner is quite happy. And that really is what's happened. Upstream, you know, we trust our doctor. Our doctor trusts the people who sets the policies and the guidelines. Not only does he trust that these are based on solid research, he or she can actually get in trouble if they don't follow these policies and guidelines and lose their license. Well, meanwhile, the groups and panels that form these policies and guidelines have unequivocal documentation that they have been bought, that they are rife with conflicts of interest. It's critically important that we start holding people accountable, number one, and number two, that we take control of our own health and not just blind faith and not just keep putting pills in our mouth that are provided to us by companies that have paid billions of dollars in fine and are criminals, literally.
Wow, literally. There, you heard Jeff Hayes. We're talking about the movie Doctored, and he actually was alluding to a new movie coming out as well. I know the name of it. Did you say it, Jeff? Are we allowed to say it?
Yeah, so the title of the movie is Bought.
Bought, okay, good.
And it's really, and you see the seeds of it in Doctored. As we told this story in Doctored, and primarily focusing on and stories of people that were damaged and people that, you know, regained their health through alternative medicine. But, you know, as we've, you know, Bought is going to be about big pharma, GMOs, and vaccine safety or vaccine dangers. After it's all said and done, the common theme between those three things, it's not anti-vaccine. I am personally anti-GMOs, but it's not even anti-GMO. What the film is about is that what kind of country do we want to live in? It's about informed consent, that we have the right to know what's in our food, to know what the real risks are when we give our child a vaccine, and to be able to make that decision on our own without that documentation being bought, without our doctors being sold.
Wow. Powerful, powerful stuff, actually. And like I said earlier, I watched Doctored the movie from end to end and lost my appetite, and it kept me up at night. And though I thought I knew a lot of this stuff, and I do, I guess it was just in my face, and maybe it just needed to be there. And now we're having this conversation, and I hope in some way it's in yours, and if you'll allow it to be more, go to doctorthemovie.com and check out the film. You can buy the movie there, and you can also, in a week, thanks to the teaming up with Yekra, you'll be able to stream it right from the website. In fact, you can also become an affiliate and help spread the word and make some money doing it. So with that, I am having this conversation with Jeff Hayes here on Life Changes with Filippo, and we'll have more when we come back.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
You know, this is Filippo, and today we're having a conversation with Jeff Hayes, who is an entrepreneur and a filmmaker who has made such films as Fahrenheit 9/11, and actually several doctored and on native soil, and now we just talked about Bot. The conversation to me is so compelling, and I am just wondering, Jeff, do you have an exit strategy in the sense that do you plan on making these films until you don't have to make them anymore, and then you might just make joyful films or something?
You know, what's interesting to me is this film, Bot, that we're working on now is on such a serious subject, but it is a joyful film because we're presenting the solution. And the solution, strangely enough, is mothers. You know, Big Pharma is too powerful. The money that they have, the everything is too powerful. But once, as you take a 31-year-old new mother, she's not a radical. She's not a. In fact, I'm describing my 31-year-old daughter. She has two children. She's pregnant right now with what we know now to be. A granddaughter of mine, you know, another girl, and she's conservative. In fact, she's a Mormon. You don't get much more conservative than that. She's wants to know what's right for her children, and she's searching out to find the information. That is the most powerful force on this earth. When we shot on native soil, it was the documentary of the 9/11 Commission report. And we told the story how the 9/11 Commission was formed. Both sides of the aisle were against it. It was an election year. George Bush says it's not going to happen. The White House blocked it. Congress blocked it. Everybody blocked it except for these families that had lost family members at 9/11, primarily women. One of them was a kindergarten teacher. One of them was a therapist. These were not political people, but there was a moment where truth spoke to power. They held a candlelight vigil in front of the White House. The New York Times covered it. This was the culminating event, and the White House capitulated, and the 9/11 Commission was formed because of a bunch of mothers.
Mm.
And this is a power that has to be reckoned with. We're going to win this, and this is why you started this show with saying, you know, starting these conversations.
Mm.
This is the important part. It's not about conspiracy theories. It's not about, it's a really simple equation, is we have the right to the truth about our food and the truth about the medicines that we're being given, the truth about health, and then people have the right to make these choices for their family. That's the conversation that we have. And with GMOs, the first state in this country to pass a GMO labeling initiative was Connecticut, and it was a mother who also happens to be a lawyer. She decided she retired from her practice for a year and spent a year on it. And this one person gathered 25 people. They put together a group. They didn't do a ballot initiative. Instead, they took back control of their legislature. And when that vote was passed in Connecticut, out of 200 people that could have voted against it, only 3 voted against it. Mm-hmm. This is a very powerful conversation. And that's my job, is to start the conversation. Not an argument. I want to start the conversation.
I love it. I love it. You know, I give the funny analogy in one of my workshops. When I'm standing in front of the class, I say that I think it was Saturday Night Live that had a sketch of an actor who was complaining because he was famous, but he didn't do well in talkies. As soon as the talkies came around, he didn't do well. Or maybe it was Bud and Ray or whatever, some comedians from the 60s or whatever. But then they finally interview him, and he has a really high voice, and it sounds really funny. But, you know, so he didn't understand why he couldn't make it in the talkies. That, to me, is a funny analogy to what is happening now, because right now we have some, let's say, actors, heads of industry, presidents, or whatever it is, who have that funny voice. But because we're not spiritually open, so to speak, we just see their power and they're scary and all that stuff. But as soon as the spirituality opens up, or the consciousness opens up, or the right-mindedness opens up, then we look at them and we say, oh, you know, that doesn't work anymore for us.
You know, it's amazing. I had a house guest over the weekend who came down for a charity event here in Utah in Deer Valley, and she is a mother of 3 children, 2 of whom were vaccine damaged.
Mm.
And so her first child had a bad reaction to vaccine, and she worked with her and still has an autoimmune disorder now 15 years later. Well, her second child, 3 years later, she was wrestling. Her instincts told her, I think, and we know this to be true, that sometimes this runs in families where they have something in their particular genetics that makes them susceptible. And so she had this worry that she shouldn't vaccinate her second child. She'd already spent 3 years trying to heal the damage from the first one. And so she ended up vaccinating that child. So obviously this is not an anti-vaccine woman. She vaccinated her children. And she vaccinated that child. And I said, well, tell me what you went through. And she says, well, kindergarten was saying, you have to have this form filled out. And then she called her mother. And her mother said, well, do what you want, but, we vaccinated all you children. And then she talked to her pediatrician, and then she went through all these different things and finally decided they must know more than me.
Mm.
And what she did is she violated her own gut instinct, which we don't value in this culture to the degree that we should. But the fact is, none of us would be here. We're not here because of Western medicine. Mm. We're here because of thousands of generations of mother's instincts that have kept us alive. This is a finely honed skill that the mothers who didn't have good instincts for the health of their children, their genes died long ago.
Mm.
The fact that we exist shows that we come from a long line of mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers who had an instinct for protecting their babies. And listening to yourself, listening to your own instincts, that is the most critical component of this conversation. It doesn't mean we have to get involved in an argument about chiropractic versus medicine. It doesn't mean we have to get involved in an argument over vaccines or GMOs. The only thing that matters is that we give women especially their rightful place and trust a mother's instinct. Pediatricians are taught this. Always listen to the mom. She knows what's going on.
Or they used to be taught this.
They're still taught this. For some reason, when it comes to vaccines, then they look at them sideways and think they're crazy.
You know, something as silly as going up, driving up to Northern California for Thanksgiving, I woke up early, I looked outside, and I noticed it was very foggy, and I said, darn, I wanted to take the coastal route. I thought that would be lovely, and I would enjoy that, and I was just going to take a long drive up and enjoy the day off and then have Thanksgiving when I got there. And then I didn't leave till 3 or 4 hours later because I got busy with something, etc. And when I finally got on the road, I took the road that I had told myself I would take because of the fog. But it wasn't until about 2 hours into the road that I thought, wow, what a beautiful day. Why didn't I take the beautiful scenic route? Oh, yeah, because at 6 o'clock in the morning when I woke up this morning, it was foggy.
Yes.
And I set in my mind that it's foggy, but times have changed. It's now 4 hours later, and we need to think differently and be awake in that moment when we make our decision. And interestingly enough, you started to answer the question I was going to ask you when we came back from our break, which I'm still going to ask you because it's a really good point, and I would love for you to drive it home even more. And I was going to say exactly to that point is after we think we've decided because on television they tell us this, and the doctor shows that we watch on television and in the movies, the doctor is the authority, and the commercials say that the pharmaceutical company has your best interest in mind. So after we think we've decided that we know something is right, and then some little big movie comes along to say, hey, maybe you should think about this, can it really make a difference, and how do we chip away to make sure that it does? We're talking to Jeff Hayes, who's an entrepreneur and a filmmaker and actually a visionary and so many other words that I could use. We're talking about the film Doctored. You can go to doctoredthemovie.com and buy the film and stream it as well. All at doctoredthemovie.com. We'll be right back with a final portion of our conversation with Jeff Hayes when we're right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
This is Filippo here on the BBS Radio Network, and we are talking with Jeff Hayes of the movie Doctored, and you can go to doctoredthemovie.com to buy the movie and stream the movie. And Jeff, during the commercial, I took my analogy of waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning and seeing the fog and making a mental note that I would take the not scenic route, and then 4 hours later took the not scenic route when the fog lifted and it was actually a beautiful day. How do we is part of the question I wanted to ask you, but maybe what you're also saying, continuing that analogy, is that today we actually are stronger. We actually do have a voice, and we actually can use our power to assert ourselves in what we are coming to know is right.
It's interesting. There's so much that we've taken on faith in the past. I've been taking 3 blood pressure medicines for 25 or 30 years, and I'm the type, if I join the orchestra, I'll play the song. I don't skip a day. And so I take these blood pressure medicines every day. Well, once I started hanging around and filming a bunch of chiropractors, they were all concerned that I was on these, and I met people that have never taken a drug in their life. Terry Schroeder is my age. His body was used as the sculpture of the nude athlete in front of the L.A. Coliseum for the L.A. Olympics. He's a chiropractor, 70 chiropractors in his family. He was a 4-time Olympian. He's the coach of the U.S. water polo team. And I'm looking at this guy. He's never had an aspirin even in his life. This is the full expression of the human gene when it's unmessed with. And so until I was around this group, they were concerned I was taking blood pressure medicines, and I was like, how odd that this would be concerning to them. And so Bueller in Kaysville, Utah asked me, so, well, Jeff, why do you think your body wants high blood pressure? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I have high blood pressure. I take the pill, the end. And he says, well, no, your body has raised your blood pressure for some reason. Maybe you're not getting enough blood through your kidneys. Maybe you have a blockage. He gave me 5 or 6 reasons. Don't you want to find out what the cause is? No one had ever in 25 years of prescribing these medications for me, which it now turns out we can successfully lower someone's blood pressure with blood pressure medicines, but it doesn't affect their mortality. They die at exactly the same rate. Same thing with blood sugar medications for what we call a disease of type 2 diabetes. We have all these drugs that will, in fact, lower your blood sugar, but every single one of them, with the exception of glucophage, an old 1920 drug, metformin, with the exception of that one drug, every other drug that lowers your blood sugar also lowers your mortality. You live a shorter life by taking them, but you do get your blood sugar down. And so this is where we've gone down the wrong trail of solving the symptom, when this symptom is your body trying to speak to you, say, hey, I've got a problem. We ignore the problem and instead put a Band-Aid over it. The example being, this would be like a light going off on the dash of your car, and so saying, you know, oil problem, and you put a piece of tape over it and consider it fixed. And so we really do have to take control of our own health, and that means asking what is the problem, not what is the symptom. And if you follow that thinking all the way through, I interviewed a woman a month ago at MIT, brilliant senior research scientist, who said in all of the data that she's finding, many of the drugs that people are taking actually cause the very disease that they're taking the drugs for. We've got, the answers are very simple. If we have a species dying off, we know what to do. If a, you know, if a group of monkeys is dying off in a part of the world, we go and look in the environment and see what is killing that monkey. What's missing? What's poisoning? What's in the environment hurting that animal? Yet when we come to ourselves, we start looking inside of ourselves for what's wrong with us genetically.
Mm.
It is not our genes, it's the epigenetics. It is our genes being expressed in the environment that we've created. So the solution turns out to be to get sunshine, to walk and move your body and get exercise, to eat healthy foods, to have good relationships, think good thoughts, and drink clean water. And these are the things that can have a bigger impact on health than any of the drugs and any combination you could ever put together.
And therein lies the problem. It's hard for a lot of companies to make money off of that, since nobody yet owns the sun, as far as I know, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly right. That's why, you know, the movie Doctored shows how the system's been doctored, and the movie coming up Bought is how it's, you know, and we need to take this back.
So this little movie that can, little big movie. So what do you see it doing? Like the intent that goes out with this movie from you is,
you know, it's interesting. The film Doctored, we've sold already 200,000 DVDs, which is in the DVD world is huge. I love what the people at YECRA are doing, and they have a brilliant model. And so now we're launching this, you know, with YECRA into the digital download and digital streaming world. And it's our goal, as people see this, at pass it on. This is a message. This is, again, where you started. I think this is a conversation starter. I think the world is ready for this conversation, especially the young mothers in this country who are coming out from under the ether. When I was born, my mom was told that breastfeeding was for third world countries.
Mm.
You know, science does a much better job of that. You know, and this is when babies at that time were still delivered in a surgical suite. Mm. The father's waiting, smoking cigarettes or cigars in the waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let us handle this. Mm. And these young mothers today are not just blindly following these guidelines. I remember that when I was 2 years old, I broke my leg. I remember the doctor smoking as he set my leg and watching him, you know, smoke cigarettes. And good grief, the AMA, you know, had in JAMA, there were cigarette ads in the, you know, in the medical journal. This is a different time, and people are waking up, and it's time for us to take control of our own health, to take back our legislature, and to say our food, our children's food, our health, our medicine is not for sale anymore.
Wow. Wow. And so it is. Wow. Powerful. You know what? You're right. This is joyful because we just had this conversation, and you started it. We've continued it, and I thank you for that, and I know that it won't be the end. Actually, I've had a couple people ask me already, so who wouldn't be able to hear this, when they can hear it in the archives and when they can see the film on streaming, because they're interested, they're curious, and they're also hopeful that this could help answer some questions or enlighten them. And so this has been surprisingly joyful. Thank you, Jeff.
My pleasure. Thank you for taking the time and shedding a light on this.
This is great. And I joyfully say thank you. And to all of you that have been listening, and remind you to go to doctoredthemovie.com, where you'll see, you can see this movie, you can buy this movie, and as Jeff said. You can share the information. You can become an affiliate of YECRA, I will add, and post on your websites and blogs and Facebook and Twitter and what wherever else is being developed, that this movie is here. And anybody that goes and buys the movie or streams it, you can get paid. And what a great way to share a message that you believe in. And with that, this has been a great way for me to share a message that I am believing in. I thank you all for listening. And I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.